And welcome to the episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd. Joining me today is Wario Will.
Oh man, how the tables have turned. Yeah, last time I checked on the rankings on the Pokemon Snap, who's top bunk now, Todd? Who's top bunk now? I even barely touched the volcano. I'm on top bunk. Take that!
Ha! Oh really? Because I seem to recall beating you despite you having more playtime than me, and it took me literally 2 days of not playing for you to finally catch up to me. So who's really superior, Will? Egg.
You may have
exactly
beaten the game, but I'm currently on the ranking, so take that. Take whatever you will.
Well, I've already beaten the game, Will. And so who's really won? Mister, I'm just gonna stay here and, you know, dawdle while I reach the ending, which was a glorious ending. So yeah, who's the real champ here? Me. Exactly.
You wouldn't say that high scores. I wouldn't say that much.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, again, I haven't played it in like 2 days because I've been so busy. So if I was to get back on there, it would take me all of no time to beat you once again. So. And here, via telegraph, is Tellius Tyler. What? Oh, they can't hear the beeping? Oh, darn. That's unfortunate. Okay, yes. Tyler, unfortunately, is still out. His computer... He got what we thought he was getting a new computer. Turns out he was getting a loaner from his parents, and the thing is bloody old. Oops!
I kind of wonder, like, how old we're talking, like, 2000s old, like, Windows 2000s old, or maybe something else, maybe a little
bit
later.
Well, I mean, like, to give you some context, folks, he literally called it an ancient HP, and it was having trouble opening up Google Chrome. No. And heaven forbid we actually talk about the internet. He clearly was using his phone for the internet. Clearly. So, yeah. Thanks, Tyler.
I mean,
I want to make fun of him the whole bloody podcast. You know, I need someone else to make fun of besides you. So. And I'm not going to make fun of myself. Gosh, no.
Have you not tried doing the self-depreciating humor?
Well, I have six... split personalities. They talk with me constantly. I've heard it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, but we do have a fun show for you today, including the beginning of our Road to E3 coverage. But of course, we're getting all started off with what have you been playing? And of course, I have been playing new Pokemon Snap, because I had not gotten all the way through by the time we had finished the podcast last week, but it took me, I think, another day or two, but I got through. I got to the ending level. I will not reveal who the final boss is. Well, I mean, final boss is relative, but, you know, the mystery of behind the story of the game, because I know a certain someone has not gotten there yet. Yeah. So, once again, I cannot talk about the experience in full that I have had, because someone is taking his bloody sweet time.
And how about you talk about your general emotions and reactions to it then?
Okay, the game is still beautiful. The game is still fun. And I'll give you a great example. There are a couple what they call optional areas where you don't have to go to progress the story, but they still got new Pokemon or whatever. So like one of them is one of the beach areas at night. And I went to that area not expecting, you know, a whole heck of a lot. You know, like, oh, it's an optional level. Like, what's really going to be the big deal here? I go there, and small spoiler, there's a beautiful shot of a sunset. And in that sunset on the water is a whole herd of Lapras.
Ooh.
And dang, if that was not beautiful. I was like, oh, there's Lapras! I was wondering if Lapras was going to be in the game. I mean, Lapras was in the original. It makes sense it would be in this one. And I'm just like, and there's like Lapras everywhere. And I'm just like, picture, 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 picture. And of course, they were all one star, because this game is totally rigged.
Okay.
It's so stupid! I took a beautiful shot of a Lapras, and it's one star. I'm like, are you high?
It's definitely, again, as we talk about the grainism, but like, if anything, it's one, is the, as we talk about, the big pose, or two, throwing an apple at the Lapras, or just take a picture of it eating a sapphire fruit. It's just crazy.
So, yeah, that was sad, but the feeling of having Lapras, like, right there, and there's apparently, and I saw this because of a friend of mine, there's apparently a way you can get a Squirtle to ride a Lapras.
Oh, I got that.
Oh, see, I haven't had a chance to try it because I was playing it late at night. But I want that shot. Because like
Really? I
I want to
actually got
witness
that.
that.
Really? I got that shot in the day. Actually, during the daytime in the beach. Yeah.
So, but yeah, this was it's still a beautiful experience, and I will maybe tonight dive back into it, and if not tonight, then tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then Saturday, because Saturday I'm getting my second vaccination, and I'm probably gonna be laid up for hours, if not days.
And also, just like I'm pretty sure you went down like the sub caverns in the deep level, the deep sea levels. Like, I'm not sure if I'm gonna spoil just a little bit. Like, when you were examining the runes, like, did you get the one that says like this is possibly the hidden area for Lugia?
I have not reached Lugia yet, no.
Because yeah, like during the underwater, the deep sea, you actually like some scan some ruins, and apparently said this is like the secret home for Lugia, quote unquote. Yeah,
Oh yeah. Well,
so
I knew Lugia was in the game because of a trailer, or it was a commercial, it was a Japanese commercial, and they revealed Lugia was in there. So obviously, you gotta have Lugia. But yeah, I know I haven't reached there yet, but I will definitely endeavor to. And I know there's a certain other legendary Pokemon that was heavily teased in the trailers for the game that I have not reached yet. But so yeah, but again, I'm loving the game. It's incredibly beautiful, and yeah.
I guess I'll just compliment on that as well. But like, as Todd keeps on badgering me about, yes, I have been taking my time at it. And here's my reason: is because like, like when Todd tells you like, instead of just going out to the rest of the Lentil region, you actually can take more pictures in the camp area. You
Yeah.
know what about that, Todd? Yeah, like
I told I was the one I what the heck, Will? I know about this. I've beaten the game.
right. And there's just this one part like I didn't recognize and was like, oh, so that's how you get the extra points to get to the max level. Because like, can you believe how much points you have to beat just to get up to max level 2 in the camp region? It's like, okay, geez, talk about demanding much from you. And yeah, the if you once you go back to that area, just for any tips for anyone listening to this and to you, Todd, make sure you trigger the Starflea. On the trees, like you see, like the Starflea on the water pond on the porch. Also, make sure to hit the Starflea on the tree to trigger one more of the butterflies. So that's how you get the extra points. It's like it was like, how the heck you get this extra points? And oh, there's that hidden flag. And of course, like you see the Meow, the Sudowoodo, and all that. It's like oh, so that was the reason why I just was like trying to like get all these extra points to make sure. Okay, and now I got the full max level in that area. So, and I'm not sure you also got the sticker as well. Like, if you take all of the Pokemon that's in that specific area, you also get a sticker on your photo book. So that's the kind of like nice little touch in the game. So if you got all the pictures, you all Pokemon, you get a sticker on your album basically. So a nice touch from the Pokemon Company. Yes. So yeah, like as with Pokemon Snap, yes, continuing on with adventures, hitting finally the northern region to going my adventure on the volcano. So just doing on that, and of course naturally trying to fill out the quest. So because I'm pretty sure no doubt about it, that you probably get the other legendary Pokemon if you fill the request entirely. So that's my guess. I mean, I haven't checked the walkthroughs, but I'm pretty sure that's like the another completionist requirement if you want to go for the full route. So that's what I've been continuing on, as well as naturally just came up with Fire Emblem Heroes, which okay, so now we just recently got another update on the event calendar, and from what I checked out, we are gonna be, I think, gonna be going back to the Bridal Banner. It's gonna be a revival Bridal Banner, so I just wonder what the next banner will be and who's gonna be the next bride or groom. That's that thing I'm gonna be curious about. So look forward to that in Fire Emblem Heroes. And other games that I've been playing as well, just been continuing on with Monsanto Rise, just continuing on the Hunter, getting my rank up, as well as playing the new update for Fall Guys. It just recently ended up with 4.5, and it's crazy. It is just absolutely crazy. Just like the extra things, and of course, it actually added a new, actually two new levels to. For this mid-season is just yeah, media talk. You continue to breathe life into this game, so much appreciated. And yeah, definitely want to go back to Fall Guys. Now's a good chance to get that new extra content. So I don't recommend going back to Fall Guys. So overall, it has been quite the eventful week for video games. I mean, I know that on the competitor side, Mass Effect Legendary Edition is going to be released tomorrow, but again, that's not Nintendo, sadly enough. But yeah, overall, this is going to be kind of an interesting week for games, to say the least. So, I mean, personally, for me, I'm just waiting for Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne to come out at the end of the month. So that's what I'm waiting for.
There you go. And yeah, I too have been playing Fire Emblem Heroes. And what was the Darkness Banner last week, or was that last Friday?
Yeah, we talked about it last week. It's still continuing on. I think it's like going on for at least two more days. I mean, 2 weeks, sorry.
I can't remember, but I got three of the four. I got Dimitri, Edelgard, and Male Morgan.
Okay,
So
Male Morgan. Yeah,
yeah, Male Morgan.
and yeah, like I'm just wondering, have you put a Gale Force on that fallen Edelgard because she is broken.
I have not. I haven't even touched her because no, I just haven't touched her yet, but I probably will.
Yes. Right now, she's practically one of the most broken units out. Just have her learn all of her skills and put Gale Force on her. She is a powerhouse. You can easily clear out chain maps easily just solo with her. So, just heads up, she is definitely one of the most broken units right now.
There you go. All right, I do want to say that the forging bonds for some of these characters have been really good, like the female Morgans meeting themselves and realizing that they're not exactly different. Lucina trying to almost kill the male Morgan, and then that not working out. Dimitri and Edelgard are always great together, always, even when they're trying to kill each other. So it was hilarious that it was in the main story spoilers, but in the main Forging Bond storylines, the Morgans actually prevent Edelgard and Dimitri from killing each other. All in the service of Lord Grima, somehow.
It's an interesting storyline for that forging bonds, to say the least, yes.
We will see how it goes from here. But I'm intrigued. I haven't gotten it fully yet, but I think this is. I always like it when they actually delve into it instead of not just doing something stupid, because they have the potential to do really great stories here, and then sometimes you just throw them away. And I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Like, do something deep with the characters. You have the ability. Why not use it?
I mean, like when you're talking with the Fallen Banner, it's really hard not to actually if I have any like us or humorous tone because again, you're talking about like two killer murderous killers want to kill each other through each other's throats and two subjects under the dragon of fallen god. So it's kind of hard to actually make any light story out of that, to say the least.
All right, so in terms of news, there was actually kind of a torrent of things go going on, and a lot of it is very rumor mill, but it's intriguing rumor mill, so we're definitely going to get to this. So it's time to go down the warp pipe. And first, we have a not exactly a rumor, but a statement by a certain somebody. If you haven't been paying attention, you'll know that one of the most rumored games for the Nintendo Switch in terms of a port is that of the Metroid Prime Trilogy. All right, this was born on the Wii, ported to the Wii U, and everybody feels it's coming to the Switch. There have been like an infinite amount of rumors about this game coming to the Switch, including it, being announced at the Game Awards multiple years running, and it's going to be released because of Metroid Prime 4, which is eventually coming. And so on. But a former director or former head of Retro Studios, who is of course making Metroid Prime 4 right now, says that we honestly shouldn't be expecting this to happen. All right. This comes from, oh, where's his name? Oh, there is just it was just an ex-employee. Oh, here it goes. It was Michael Wilkon, who was a senior designer for all three of the Metroid Prime games and Donkey Kong Country Returns. And he goes, quote, "That would be a lot of effort, so I am pretty skeptical it will happen. It was straightforward update MP1 and 2 to motion controls, but converting MP3 to normal controls would be a Herculean effort, as it is scripted very specifically using volumetric triggers and to detect the motion in precise manners to do specific switches." Switch is. "And the bosses are tuned to take into account the ease of gestural aiming," end quote. He also noted that Retro doesn't have certain editor tools anymore to make the transition to the Switch, and that the gyro controls on the Switch would be hard to convert to. So, according to this guy, we really shouldn't expect it to happen. Though, to be clear, he doesn't work for Retro anymore, and as Nintendo has now proven with Skyward Sword, you can go from motion controls to gyro controls. It may take a Herculean effort, but you can do it. So take this as you will.
It's always interesting how these employees like have their own predictions. Like, granted, yeah, there is truth that it will take an effort, as you said before, but it doesn't rule out the possibility entirely. So there is a chance, there is a possibility, and again, many fans have been wanting this trilogy to come to Switch for a long time now. I mean, it would be foolish to Nintendo not to listen to that outcry from its fans. So then again, Nintendo has done Nintendo things, so you never know. But bring this collection to the Switch is obviously one of the more requested things from the fan base. So just and like we always seen how I think it was like possibly yeah on the original Wii system. Like again, the point of controls was pretty much right point. It was like perfect for it. So why couldn't that? Sure, maybe it takes an effort, as you said, but it's doable. HD Rumble, the pointer control, maybe not as precise as the original Wii, but I think it's well enough to actually can be incorporated for the Switch. So perhaps it just needs the time to actually really R&D it to the point. So I won't rule out the possibility, but you never know. You never know. In the end, just wait until, I don't know, maybe the series E3, maybe we have a tease or something. I have no idea.
Look, I as a former, game student, I know how even the simplest of changes or fixes can lead to, big problems. I get it. Programming sucks. Can they do it? Sure. Will they do it? Who knows? But the fact that this has been around for so dang long, and again, this guy isn't at Retro anymore, it makes you wonder. So we'll just have to, wait and see what happens. Who knows? Maybe it'll be announced at E3. Who knows? So, yeah. And speaking of E3, this nothing. It's something weird. I'm just saying that there was a huge rumor mill that opened up in the last few days, and I have been like busy covering every single aspect of this rumor because like every time I close like a page and pop it back up again, it's, oh, this rumor has happened. Oh, this rumor has happened. I'm like, okay. So what has happened is that there's this Nintendo insider out there and his name is Zippo. Can't make this stuff up. So yeah, his name is Zippo and he wrote this massive blog post and he's a Nintendo insider, all right? And apparently he has credit. And he has predicted correct things about like Smash Bros. Ultimate and Zelda in the past. So, if he is to be believed, there is some very big things coming from Nintendo in the near future. Starting with Mario Kart 9. So, this has been a game that fans have wanted for a while, but because of the success of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Switch, which is again the best-selling game on the Switch currently. You can understand why Nintendo's a little bit hesitant because they're already making money with millions per quarter on this game. Why, rush into the next one? And it's also gave them perfect leeway to say, hey, let's take our time and make this right. So, according to Zippo, I'm never going to get over that name. I'm like, why Zippo? Like,
It's a
I'm not
man.
trying to
It's
insult this guy. I'm just saying, like, you have the power to create your own your nickname online. Like, I'm Black Magic or Black Magic Wolf. Will is Will, obviously. No, I'm kidding. But like, Zippo? Really? Okay, anyway, so he said, quote, I've heard multiple times that Yabuki's team are hard at work on a new Mario Kart of some sort, and have been for the last 3 years. I have also made sure to specify that this project wasn't Mario Kart Tour, Live Circuit, or the Universal Theme Park ride, end quote. So when you take those, because that was a good point that it could have been they could have been talking about Tour or Live Circuit or the theme park ride, but the fact that this is not any of those and there's no chance that Deluxe is getting some new DLC after 4 years, it would point to Mario Kart 9, right? Will, you're the only one here. Well,
I'm
talking
just
to
waiting for
you.
the kill. Like, I just want to make sure. I thought it was like addressed to someone else entirely. But base, yeah, like we haven't heard any upgrade updates to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, because again, Deluxe is pretty much in the entire complete package. And of course, naturally, they're still going on with the Mario Kart Super Circuit with the mobile game, which, yeah, let's not talk about the mobile
No, it's
game
not.
ever. So yeah, I think we are definitely in due for Mario Kart 9 for a long time now. Yes, like bringing the Switch, we got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe to basically help push the sale of the Nintendo Switch. So yeah, okay, get the ground running. So now you have the entire base that has Mario Kart 8 Deluxe now. So yeah, how about let's it is a neat time to show off Mario Kart 9, because now we got the how many again, how many units out there in the world right now? You're pretty much covered. So yeah, I think it's probably about time to like bring on the next sequel and like wait until show bring out Mario Kart 9 and wait another 4 or 5 years until the next game. So or even 6 years. Like I think we are definitely long overdue to say that.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Nintendo knows, like, definitively now that Mario Kart is still like one of their best-selling franchises. Because let's not forget that Mario Kart Wii was like one of the best-selling games of all time. Okay, let's not forget that. Like, I can't remember how much, but I'm pretty sure it was like a close to a 1-to-2 ratio or something like that with the Wii, and that was over 100 million console units. So right now, they're hovering close to about 30,000. Sorry, 30. Yes, 30,000. 30,000 units. That's all they've sold. 30 million units for just the Switch version. That's not counting the Wii U version, which was about, I think, 4 to 5 million, if I recall correctly. So they've sold a lot in just that game. And that was a port. The Deluxe was a port. Okay? So now imagine a brand new Mario Kart title. After all these years, with new tracks, new whatever gimmick they want to throw in, you know, characters and whatnot, you really want to expect me to say that that thing's not going to sell between 5 to 10 million in the first week? So now, as we have proclaimed over and over again on NEP, we are totally fine with the Nintendo taking their time, doing it right, and as Deluxe version proved, they clearly had a great Mario Kart game. It's just they launched it on the wrong system. So, you know, now is the perfect time. They have the best system around, period. They've got a great fan base, period. They got plenty of consoles sold out there over where we got 85 million, I believe. So they have the fan base, they have the user base. Give us Mario Kart 9. It's right
Yeah,
there.
and how about bring back the double dash mechanic? Have two people on one car, bring
Maybe.
back that back.
You never know. You never know. So they got it. They have everything that they need to have a best-selling game. Now, will it sell as fast as Mario Kart 8 Deluxe? I can't say because the game hasn't come out. All right, and that's just the honest truth. But if it's as good as the previous Mario Kart titles with Deluxe and Wii and what and a 7 on D and a DS and whatever, it's going to be fine. Was it 3DS? That was 3DS. So they're fine. They'll be fine, and they know that this is one of their best sellers, so they're t probably taking their time and waiting for it. But hopefully, we'll get an announcement at E3 2021, and we'll go from there. So, next rumor, because we're just getting started, trust me. Breath of the Wild 2. Yes, the game that we are still waiting on. Still, eternally, unfortunately. And it gets worse, because
Oh
according to
boy.
Zippo. Here we're gonna get over that. Quote, if any Nintendo game was affected by the pandemic, it was this one. From what I heard, the game is nearing completion, but a release by the end of the year just isn't seeming feasible. The game needs a bit more time, and with the last year in mind, that's entirely understandable. What I foresee Nintendo doing at E3 is finally busting down the doors on the game and giving fans the press giving fans and the press tons of details on it with a spring 2022 date attached to it, end quote. So yeah, I know. I don't like it either. Especially after Aonuma's, oh, you expected me to talk about Breath of the Wild 2, but no! I'm talking about Skyward Sword HD! By the way, my name
Put a
isn't
deal on
Aonuma,
us,
it's Dio!
if you put a deal.
Dio. So yeah, not the best news ever. But here's the thing. A, as noted, you know, it's better to get it done right than to rush, especially with a sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Second, if you recall, Aonuma confirmed that not only were multiple studios working on Breath of the Wild, including the original Breath of the Wild, including Monolith, there was 300 people working on it, so they could play test everything and work everything out because it's a large game. So now try imagine doing that during a pandemic. Not fun at all.
Yeah, and apparently some cases are rising back up in Japan as well. So yeah,
There you
that also
go.
brings some caution.
So, and so when you factor in the pandemic, the new work system, and we even heard like an idea of this via Daddy Sakurai, because that game was also heavily affected by the pandemic in terms of making the characters and getting approval from studios for characters and whatnot. So pairing all of that together, and the fact that they don't want to screw up the sequel to one of the best games ever, period. Yeah, let them take their time.
I
Let them take their
agree.
time.
I agree with like we yes, Nintendo fans are gamers in general. We don't have a lot of patience. We don't want to like wait too long because again, you never know when life will be gone from our lifetimes or whatever. I mean, the heck, we had to wait literally a decade for Kingdom Hearts 3. So, and of course, naturally, even like 2 decades for Final Fantasy VII Remake. So it's like. I get that we want our games, but at the same time, again, we don't want to have another Cyberpunk 2077 situation. Yes, 2077. It's just, this game is obviously Nintendo's child. It is definitely a child. You want to take it with absolute care. You don't want to raise a bad product. Again, keep that famous line from Shigeru Miyamoto in mind always. So. And again, we can afford to wait. As many people will agree, like yeah, like as far as I think, we'll probably be more ravenous for the next DLC character in Smash than with Breath of the Wild 2, just to keep us busy. But yeah, for Breath of the Wild 2, aside from that initial teaser trailer, just like I wouldn't mind if they even go as far as like release it during the summer, or heck, even to the point of winter 2022. Just if they want to keep this thing in good top shape. So again, Breath of the Wild 2, top quality game, and just make sure you get it done right. So I do not mind at all if they have to take all the time in the world.
Yeah, and let's not forget a very important fact, which is between Skyward Sword, which was 2011, and the launch of the Switch, which was officially where Breath of the Wild came out, which was 2017, that's a 6-year difference. So even if it came out in 2022, which is very likely at this point, that's still less than 5 years. Well, potentially. So and it'll be worth the wait. You know it more than likely will. It's just it sucks because they gave us that bloody teaser of 2019 before the world went to heck. So if you really think about it, it wasn't really like a 5-year wait, it was more of a 4-year wait and 1 year of just, bad things happening and they couldn't get their traction back, which is what happened with the world in general, technically. So yeah. I know it's hard. Trust me, trust us. We want more Breath of the Wild 2 news. You want a teaser trailer. We want to know if that bloody thing was Ganondorf or whatever, and why Zelda has that new amazing hair. I'm just saying it looks greater, shorter. So we get it. We're right there with you. But which is, and again, we don't know if Zippo is right. Zippo, seriously, is right. But it makes sense. What he's saying, it absolutely makes sense on that one. So.
And yeah, because I mean, I had a crazy idea because like we did have a previous Zelda amiibos. Yeah, get ready for the Breath of the Wild 2 Zelda amiibo
There
series
you go.
too.
There you go.
So trying to doing that as well. I don't
Yeah.
know.
I was so tempted to get those Breath of the Wild amiibo, especially with my dad with me at the Best Buy, because they're like right
Oh
there.
yeah. I've been seeing them around
Because I had
there.
the whole credit card snafu with the whole, what I could buy and whatever, and I had to go with my dad so we could both show our credit cards. And then there's the amiibo, and I'm like, I want them, but I can't, but I want them, but I can't. So, memories of 4 years ago. Why is it 4 years ago? Oh, I'm so old, Will. I'm so old.
It was just only yesterday we actually pre-ordered our switches and we beaten the crowd.
It was, and what a glorious night it was, Will. All three of us unite. Hear that, Tyler? All three of us united. Three of us.
Only yesterday.
It feels like yesterday. Like I'm seriously flashing back to when I got my Switch at the Best Buy, and it was like, oh, okay, calming down. Calming down. All right, next rumor. Yep, still not done. The next rumor we got is that a long desired franchise might finally be coming to Switch in a fresh way. Donkey Kong. Yep. So here's the deal. Donkey Kong, of course, did come to the Switch via Tropical Freeze's port, which added Funky Kong and some other, quality of life improvements and all that. And it sold over 1 million units, which is great. But we've been waiting. That was 2018, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, give
So,
or take, yeah.
yeah, give or take. So we've been waiting for a while on the next Donkey Kong game. But Retro, which made Country Returns in Tropical Freeze, is obviously working on Metroid. So they're not working on it. So who is? Well, Zippo has our answer. Quote, "It's the Big Ape's 40th anniversary, and while I'm not sure how Nintendo is celebrating the occasion, there is a new 2D DK game being developed by EPD Tokyo. Retro
Yes,
is
yes.
obviously busy with other things, so Nintendo has taken it upon themselves to bring DK back as an internal series. Don't expect the country moniker to return, as EPD Tokyo are not interested in making a sequel to the games they didn't make. Diddy, Cranky, and the Kremlin crew should all be returning in this installment. It sounds like this game is launching before the end of the year. An E3 announcement seems very likely." End quote.
And like, if I recall correctly, yeah, EPD is the same studios that made Super Mario Odyssey.
That is
So,
correct, Will.
imagine, yeah, like that game, and then put it with the Donkey Kong moniker on, is like I could see the possibilities. That studio is top notch. Again, first party studios and EPD has done great work. I mean, everyone has seen Odyssey. That thing was just bloody brilliant. Shiny, coat of paint, runs so smooth to the point I could have sworn that, like, I was playing on a high def console, and this is running on the Switch. So to afford, if they are handing the Donkey Kong license, I feel very confident with them. Like I like imagine just having Donkey Kong running in that fixed 60 frames, not like the 2D. Sure, there's 2D burn, but like the entire thing running in the natural 60 frames, just looking very good. I mean, we already talked about how Country Freeze looks very good on, yeah, on the Switch with the whole HD fur and all that. But to have basically polish that up and what other ideas, level designs, and all that, yeah, this I think we may look at another good winner here from the team.
Yeah, I'm curious though, as they said, it's gonna, oh, the Zippo says it's gonna be a 2D Donkey Kong game, and so that's what got me really interested, is how are they gonna apply what they did with Mario Odyssey to the 2D realm? And obviously, they could. Country and Tropical Freeze are beautiful 2D games without a doubt. So I'm very curious to see how this is all gonna play out. And I like that Nintendo recognizes that, they can make these titles with other studios that haven't made them before. Because Retro had never made a Donkey Kong game, but then made two straight, and now they're working back on Metroid. So hey, let's give it to another studio. If they take that mentality with all their other franchises, they're never going to run out of first party games to make. That's the problem, is that they're not, because which one of them is making F-Zero?
No one knows, or forever it is in that yeah, in that limbo of if it's even existing, so to say the least. But yeah, just if, yeah, as I said, if Nintendo continues like giving the studios, and actually has studios that actually respect the licenses, because again, we've seen other, or even third party studios, like again, Age of Calamity and Hyrule Warriors, you've seen how they did with the Zelda license, and they respect it greatly. So if they can give their, if they are very careful with the licenses, and obviously give them to studios that actually care about it and not just a simple cash grab, then yeah, we may look at something very different, like with Age of Calamity and such. So you never know if like these combinations can actually work, or heck, like just as crazy a combination. How about give Donkey Kong to Monolith to give who did the Xenoblade? That's a crazy combination, but it could work. You never
Never
know.
know, never know. So, I'm happy for this. I know a certain Atelius Tyler is gonna be happy for this because he loves Donkey Kong. And but for, here's the thing: like, did you catch what he said? Who he said was coming back? The Kremlin crew. Because if you recall, the Kremlings were made by Rare. Kremlings and King K. Rool. So that's why King K. Rool wasn't in, the Returns and Tropical Freeze game, because there was like a a little bit of a dispute about who really owned them. And so if they are bringing back the Kremlin crew, that means we could be getting King K. Rool back as a boss, which would be infinitely exciting for for Tyler.
And actually, I'm thinking right now because again, since his inclusion to the Smash Brothers, like, how about actually making Kiru as playable?
That'd
That
be
would be
interesting.
something. That would be a new idea.
That would be cool. So, we'll see. We'll see. But hopefully, he is right that this is coming out this year. Because again, we don't. Well, I mean, we haven't mentioned it before, but we only know Nintendo's first party schedule up to July, because that's when Skyward Sword HD comes out. August, we know No More Heroes 3 comes out, but beyond July, we don't know first party lineup. So there's a
Right.
lot of spots to fill. This would be a perfect one to launch in the holiday months for sure.
And like as well, like not to talk about computers for a bit, but again, like Sony just said, like expect the PS5 shortage to continue on until 20 the next year. So yeah, Nintendo, this is probably a good time to capitalize right now.
Yeah.
So I
So
agree.
your enemy is weak. Your enemy is weak. They have shown weakness. Get them. Get them now. So, and next rumor. Yes, we're not done. But this will technically be the last one. Fire Emblem. Yeah, this is the one that Will's been waiting for. So, according to Zippo, we have a potential new Fire Emblem game on the way. Quote, "From what I've heard, Intelligent Systems has been working on a Fire Emblem title that they're developing separately from Three Houses on their own that is very close to nearing completion," end quote. So that's kind of vague, obviously. But he later went on to say that he could, it, th this could be the long-desired, by this podcast, remaster/remake of Fire Emblem Genealogy: The Holy War. We might get it! And I know what you're thinking. Go on.
Because like actually like I think it was today or actually yesterday that yeah it was indeed the 20th like the 25th anniversary or it was the 40th I forgot yeah it's definitely the anniversary of that game so would be good timing to say the least to bring Genealogy finally to the West say the least.
Now, for those who have forgotten, Genealogy: The Holy War is one of the Japanese-only Fire Emblem titles, alongside Thracia 776, the original Fire Emblem Gaiden, and the second original Fire Emblem title, Mystery of the Emblem. And this was the one that had Sigurd and Seliph and Arvis and Julia and all of them that you might know from Fire Emblem Heroes, Deirdre. But yeah, that game was incredibly deep, incredibly dark, and featured arguably one of the greatest twists in all of games, where Sigurd dies. He dies, burns in a fiery meteor, and it was only like a flashing fire emblem on the screen. Get it? Fire emblem? So I personally have been wanting this ever since Heroes came out, and I got to see Sigurd and Deirdre and Seliph in all of their glory and much greater art. But if they pull this off, not only would this be a great Fire Emblem game, this could continue the trend of us getting the remaster, so we might get Thracia 776 or Binding Blade or a Mystery of the Emblem and so on and so forth. So we have hope.
Wait a minute, because now I'm thinking about the timing. It would be indeed perfect because again, we just got off the legendary Sigurd banner, and again, we have the two previous. We have the son and the father, the daughter, the sister, everybody else. Like yeah, I looked. I'm looking at the reference now. Yeah, it was indeed 25 years ago since they released it. Image, yeah, the genealogy of the Holy War. So just. I think the timing is just it's way too much of coincidence to not bring this series back, this particular entry back. So the time is just way too beyond coincidence.
So hopefully, and if he is right that this is really close to completion, then that means you could probably very easily get a announcement at E3 2021, and maybe this will be one of the games, maybe alongside Donkey Kong, to go and be one of the main titles of the back half of the year. We shall see. But I want it, all right? Not just because I want another Fire Emblem game in my life, but they really crushed it with Shadows of Valentia, which was, of course, a remake of Fire Emblem Gaiden. I almost said Ninja Gaiden, which is very close. But we all know that that one was really, really good and set a precedent for what was going to come with Three Houses in terms of more cutscenes, full voice acting, and so on and so forth. So now apply that to Genealogy of the Holy Wars remake. You already got the voice actors you need with Heroes.
Yes,
They're all
exactly.
there!
Yes, and like I can't imagine how it is with Rotana, Reinhardt. I mean, again, facing off against Reinhardt in his original game.
Oh
Like, I'm
gosh.
scared.
Yeah. So go with that. Make it sell. Make it sell. And let's have some fun with this. All right? Let's do this thing. All right. And next rumor. I'm kidding. We're done. We're done. I promise. But you can see why this was a big, very important to cover, because there's a lot of potential in just those four rumors for Mario Kart possibly coming out, Zelda next year, Donkey Kong this year, maybe a Fire Emblem remaster, and I think there was a few more things. So Nintendo potentially has a lot coming for them, and we'll be talking about that in our main event soon. However, for the immediate future, tomorrow will be electric. Yes, some of you already got that pun. Because oh gosh, I just saw my featured image on my article about this. Katy Perry is doing a Pokemon collaboration, and it's for a new song, her first single of the year, ironically enough, and it's going to be called Electric. And guess what the Pokemon attached to that is? Yes, it's Ampharos. Nice guess. I'm kidding. It's Pikachu. What do you expect? Although I will note, A for detail orientedness, the Pikachu on the poster for this cover is a female Pikachu, which you can tell by the heart-shaped tail. That's the tell. So, but yeah, this it's coming out tomorrow or tomorrow slash today, Friday, and this is it's specifically tied to the Pokemon collaboration. She even did the hashtag Pokemon25, and then the Pokemon account officially quoted it and said they can't wait and whatever. So this is the second of the major P25 music collaborations. The first one was, of course, Post Malone and that very interesting animated concert that he did. And so we shall see. There's not going to be a virtual concert. It's just the song. So, but considering it's called Electric, and it's going to be, it has Pikachu on the cover, I would expect some clear Pokemon references here and there. So.
Yes. I'm definitely no matter how what you think of Katy Perry, like you gotta give props to that first concert of Post Malone. And like again, it was definitely a great treat for any Pokemon fan. So I'm definitely interested to see how Katy Perry does her tribute to Pokemon. Like again, Electric, and with her track record, I think probably has something interesting to look forward to. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to see it, and definitely will give our reactions probably the next time we record. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
We shall see. Shall see. Look, for me, I'm probably not gonna listen to the song. I'm probably not. I Katy Perry.
Okay, I'll do this. I
What
gotta
can you say?
listen.
What can you say? Like, I've had to write about Katy Perry for some work scripts, and she's not a bad person. She's eccentric. Let's put it that way. I
Sure.
mean, her. We could both agree that her marriage to Russell Brand was a sham. So I don't know what to make of her sometimes. And don't get me wrong, I like that one. I like the idea of these top artists going and doing collaborations with Pokemon. The Post Malone thing was kind of curious because they actually had to edit some of his songs because they're not
Yes,
the cleanest of the bunch. And if you actually listen to one of those songs, one of them was about sleeping with women just for the heck of it while Pokemon are flying around him. That's not exactly a family-friendly met. Yeah, awkward, exactly. And so with Katy Perry, I see her with the Pikachu, and I'm like, oh, that's adorable. But then I'm like, well, this is Katy Perry, and with her, there's always the chance of fireworks, and and then there's the left shark, and I don't know.
Just remember, Pokemon itself can be extremely dark itself, so maybe they're trying to balance that duality of
But that's
Pokemon,
only in
maybe.
Japan in the manga. Come on.
Well, remember, in Detective Pikachu, like Ryan Rose did acknowledge the danger, the fierce porosity of Psyduck, so you never know.
So anyway, stay tuned for that song. Let us know what you think, and heaven help us. Moving on. Finally, in terms of news, this is a good one. That actually is kind of a piggybacking off of what we talked about last week with the animated series talk. Because as of today, at the time of this recording, the fourth and final season of the Castlevania anime released on Netflix. And that's not what we're talking about, where this is the lead into that. That anime, in many ways, kind of revolutionized what you could do with a video game property in an anime setting. Fair? Give me a little more, Will.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So it's like, Tyler, come back. No, so that one like really showed that this could work if you have the right team. And that team, of course, was Powerhouse Animation. And one of the people from there, one of the animators from there, David Howe, noted that if he was to make another series in light of what the success of Castlevania did, he would want a Legend of Zelda anime. And he said, quote, "I think there's precedent for it. I personally own a couple of copies of the Ocarina of Time manga, so they've already adapted it into a serialized manga format. And I think if something works in a manga format, then it would work in an anime, and there's also the world building," end quote. Now, obviously, there have been, animated attempts at a Legend of Zelda series, including the much be reviled, beguiled, horrible "Excuse Me, Princess" 1989 series that Will clearly loved. And but this would not be like that, clearly. This would be an adult version of Legend of Zelda. Quote, "If there was my dream of a Zelda anime adaptation, it would definitely be for adults. I mean, it would be a hard R rating like Castlevania. I think that would be alienating for a lot of people. But I think just taking it seriously and giving the characters in the world the respect they deserve, I think that would be a lot easier to do these days than it was in the 80s." End quote.
Okay, interesting,
Yeah.
interesting.
So I said. So I think this could work. Now I won't. I gotta say this correctly. I won't be mad if they did, like, say, an anime direct an adaptation of, like, Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask, that'd be great. Or Twilight Princess, which is easily the darkest of the lot. But I think they should do kind of what they did with Castlevania and do their own story.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, because Castlevania, as much as it was based on the games, there was a lot of things that they added in there to, flesh out their own story, how it handled Dracula or Alucard and some of the Belmonts and all of that. Like, they went in directions that the games couldn't or would not go for one reason or another. Konami. So with Zelda, they could just do a retelling, and it would probably be cool enough. But if they were to make their own story, I think that would be even more fun, and it could give even more of a reason for Nintendo to expand animation, which, as we noted last week, is what they said they wanted to do. They wanted to go beyond just making Mario animations, like what they're doing with the Illumination movie. They want to do more. So this is your opportunity. You have a guy at a key studio who made a great anime, a Netflix hit, and it worked. So not only do you have precedent, you potentially have a platform to put it on, because Netflix would kill for this. Nope, not really, but they would be very, very interested and probably pay a lot of money to get it. And isn't that what we're all here for? To get paid for our ideas to put them somewhere else.
I'm sorry. I'm immediately getting that flashback moment when Animaniacs was sold out to Hulu, and like, here's your check, you sellouts.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Yeah.
yeah,
Okay. Now,
I could
hold on. If
definitely
we're
see that.
gonna do it, well, we gotta do it right. Hello. Reboots are systematic of no, sorry, are a symptom of systematic problem in Hollywood today. Have you no shame? Ka-ching! Here's your check for the Animaniacs reboot, you sellouts. Ah, good times.
Yeah, I could, that would be definitely the next logical step, because as we've seen from Castlevania, like the separate story, and now its current airing final season is like, oh, did not overstay its welcome. It was just perfect, and definitely a perfect launching point for other spin-offs for Castlevania. So if they definitely decide to go and take that route with Zelda, have like different. Yeah, definitely have different stories to show off, like different, even different characters, origin characters, like show off, like, I don't know, Princess Ruto, like outside from the main game. Like there are definitely a lot of ideas you can definitely expand upon, definitely like fill up like the areas that's never fully explained in like via flavor text or in stories or manga. It's definitely there for exploring. So Nintendo would definitely capitalize if they done so. So yeah, like with Yeah, with Twilight Princess, of course. I know you how much you love Midna, so yeah, explore much more Midna's side story,
Midna!
or yeah, heck, even the Skyward Sword story would actually would be better. There's just so much stories. Even though that Twilight Princess does have an official manga out currently released, it just feels like having anime itself just it has a lot of potential to give even more background and lore to the universe itself. So yeah, it just feels so ripe for the picking right now. So I agree with him.
So, and again, obviously this is not confirmed. This is just one animator saying, "Hey, I'd love to do this." And if I recall correctly, the head of the project, like the actual head of the Castlevania anime, he wants to do a Metroid anime. So you've got two guys clearly in love with these franchises, clearly wanting to make an anime of these IPs. Nintendo, go do it. Make it happen. Make a call. Have a Zoom meeting. I hear they're all the rage nowadays. All right? Go to the Jedi Temple. Do what must be done. All right? Get it done. Okay? You said you want to do these things. Good. I'm glad you said it. Do it. Do it
Yes,
now.
give it money. Yeah, invest in it. It's just ripe. It's just the idea prints money itself. It prints money. Come on.
Yeah, and then here's the other thing. Even if they just do like one of them, like flip a coin, they say they do Metroid first because of Metroid Prime 4. All right, and that one does a success. Not only do they have now precedent to say, hey, this will work in the modern era, you can bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow, I mean, that other animation studios are going to say, hey, they got to do Metroid. Can we take Kid Icarus? Can we do a new fi or do the Fire Emblem anime like I said last week? Or hey, let's do F-Zero again. Or hey, let's try a new Kirby thing. You never know. If you can prove that not only people are willing to watch it, other studios are going to come to you and say, hey, we'll tackle this one. We'll tackle this one. We'll tackle this one. You never know. All right, it's out there. You just gotta let it happen. So
Yeah, the
take.
investors will definitely line up and like, yeah, can we do a cartoon show? We'll definitely give it a respect, and that's the only thing job that Nintendo has to do, like which studio is capable of respecting the license. You don't want obviously don't want to like, cash it out like EA or something of that sort, but yeah, like you just there is just like the ideas like once you start have something because again that one shot Star Fox anime was just perfect. So and of course naturally with the Smash series and everything like that it's just yeah we just you just need to invest in Nintendo. Just like invest in it, invest in one studio, see how it is, definitely give it that testing the water ground to see if a Nintendo sponsored anime to the points. And yeah, I mean the only thing we only got per se out of it is the Pokemon series to say the least. So I could definitely this is just perfect grounds for exploring.
And then, Will, this all leads up the climax, all right? To the epic point where we'll be waiting for a Super Smash Bros. Anime done by Studio Bones. You know who they are?
I know Trigger, but I forgot Bones.
Bones is My Hero Academia.
Really?
Yeah.
You want Studio Bones to do it?
What, you don't think? I mean, come on, look at the fight scenes they've done in My Hero. Are you kidding me? You tell me that they couldn't transform that into a Smash Brothers anime?
I mean, it's like I have seen like fan projects, and of course, like yeah, Bones has done good work. I will give it that much. Yes, they have done good work. But perfect for me, I wouldn't mind for example, I Studio heck, I would love Studio Trigger to either do that
What does
or
Trigger do again?
Kill a Kill, Kill a Kill, and
That's it,
Gurren
Kill a
Lagann,
Kill.
or like heck, even a Madhouse. Madhouse is greatly revered as like one of the top tier animation studios out
Which
there.
ones do
So
they do?
Madhouse, Trigger, yeah, I'll give prop Bones. They do good work. They do good work. But yeah, I probably say for the other studios actually would be a better investment. So heck, even the one who did Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, I definitely do over that one. Yes.
The point is, there's a lot of people that can do these animes and do them well, as Powerhouse Animation proves. So Nintendo, get on it. All right, so in light of these rumors of things that possibly could be, and the date that we are currently at, which is almost halfway through May, somehow, we find ourselves in an interesting situation where, hey, E3 2021's almost here. So that means, for the first time in 2 years, it's time to go on the road to E3. Sadly, I wish Tyler was here for this, but he because he's been here for all the road to E3 so far. However, we shall endure, and in lieu of him not being here, we were going to call this more of a prelude to the road to E3. We're going to take this lightly, take it softly, and just explain everything we want at E3. I kid. No. instead, we're going to do loosely our hopes for E3 2021. Does it be specific games or specific franchises that we want to see? We'll save that for like next week when Tyler gets back.
Okay,
in general, especially since last year we not only didn't have E3, but Nintendo just decided we're not doing anything at all, and it left a nice big E3 Nintendo Direct shaped hole in our hearts.
We're still
bitter, Nintendo, you know it. What do we hope? Just generally hope will happen. I'll start.
Okay.
My hope is quite simple. I want a 40 to 45 minute Nintendo Direct that explains to me what I can expect from August to December. Hopefully one big game per month, kind of like what they've been doing so far in this year. And maybe a tease into the future. Maybe. Like, for example, if the Zippo leak or source or whatever you want to call it was right, and they say, hey, here's the Breath of the Wild 2 teaser, it's 2022, I'm not going to be mad at that. I will not be mad at that for all the reasons we listened to earlier, but I want to see it. It's been 2 years. I want to see something, you know, even if it's just a poster saying, hey, we can't show you what's coming out, but here's a poster, like what they did with the Fee poster a long time back, if you remember. For Skyward Sword. So show me something like that. Give me a tease of what's coming with Zelda. But then the rest of it, you know, fill it out with what we can expect for the rest of this year. Now, obviously, it being June, that means that is Mario Golf this month or next month?
Yeah, I think it's like coming out like next month, I believe. Yeah, it's very soon. I have to check.
Let me look it up. Mario Golf Super Rush. It is okay, June 25th. Okay, so
yeah, okay.
Okay, so that'll be like what, 2 weeks before that. So obviously they're going to show a trailer on that, do a little bit more of extended gameplay, and that's fine. All right, and then they'll probably do another thing on Skyward Sword. Okay, sure. No More Heroes. Fine, absolutely. You know, maybe tease a little more about a Project Triangle strategy.
Hopefully
give us an actual name for the game. You know, another couple third-party things, that's fine. But give us a look at every month from August to December and tell me what's coming out that month. You know, it's first party, great. It's third party, great. Give me something to believe in. Give me something to hope for, because they've done well this month so far between, you know, Bravely Default, Monster Hunter Rise, new Pokemon Snap, and I feel like there's something coming out this month. What was there something coming out this month?
There's Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne coming
out.
That
one. And then of course June's Mario Golf, Zelda is in July, No More Heroes in August, but you know, we can have more. Oh yeah, Neo the World Ends with You and the Great
Attorney. Ace
Attorney, which revealed some absolutely stunning box art today. Absolutely stunning. So, you know, that's all good to look forward to. But, you know, what's next? Is it going to be this Donkey Kong game? Is it Genealogy of the Holy War? Is it, you know, something we're not expecting, like what you did with Age of Calamity a while back? You know, my hope is that by the end of this, hopefully long, long, long Nintendo Direct, that we get an indication of what is to come. Maybe give us another look at Diamond and Pearl. We know that those are more than likely coming out this year, barring a delay. So, you know, give us another look at that and, you know, update the graphics so Tyler will stop complaining. It was so whiny. You know you were, Tyler. And, you know, maybe another look at Arceus, Legends Arceus. You know, give us, again, a few glimpses at 2022, whether it be Metroid and Zelda and Arceus and whatnot. You know, give us the overarching. That's fine. I know you like to do that, but focus on, you know, the rest of this year. Give us reasons to be excited. And if you can do that, I'll be content. I know, I won't be raging against the machine. Oh, they didn't do this, and they didn't reveal that. Where the heck is my Metroid Prime 4? Oh, obviously we're gonna get Smash Brothers reveals, you know we are. So, you know, that's generally what I want is a long Nintendo Direct full of announcements, full of, you know, reveals of what we can expect the rest of the year that'll make us go broke, you know, and just leave us feeling happy because you so owe us, Nintendo. Like, and not even in game reveals, just by having a good direct. Yes, you had a good one earlier in the year, no problems with that. But you abandoned us last year at E3, or the lack of E3. You could have said, we will persevere through this pandemic, and you had things to announce, but you chose not to. And that ticked a lot of people off. So, oh, make it up to us this year with this direct, and just knock it out of the park, and we'll be good.
That is, I share your sentiment as well. Like that last year, like said, Nintendo's not gonna be coming, not even a direct. Like, no, just show off your thing. Yeah, all our partners, just show off your stuff. We're not gonna do anything, but we'll get to show our stuff later down the line. It's like, really? That's how you come to a direct before an E3 to get us hyped up, and you said no? It was like, okay, we gave you that 1 year, even though we had that pandemic, but we gave you a year, so you gotta have something. So yeah, this year I agree. They need to have something to really blow our socks off. Here's hoping. I mean, obviously not like the whole in the same realm of that Twilight reveal, but just something just really sate our appetite of why we should again continue supporting the Switch. Like I'm pretty much in the same feelings that I want them to have, like, if not try to get that similar year when the Switch released. Like again, I'll major game every single month. If they can like replicate or just be close to that kind of release pattern, then yeah, like it will definitely make either old Switch owners or even new Switch owners to, yeah, just continue supporting Nintendo all the rest of the year. So yeah, they are definitely they definitely, if they can do that, then yeah, they will definitely get this year's E3 if they can deliver on that promise. And I guess like for me, that like you talk about like heavily on the game releases, which yeah, I think what that many of us would like to see. And but for me, of how I want my like predictions, if I want to reach for the stars, like I know they said that there is no such talks regarding to, or even no plan regarding to the whole quote unquote HD Switch. But again, we heard this thing for so long right now. Like, and granted the whole, again, the resource shortages, like the whole, like the conductors, all the materials that's been in shortage due to this world situation. But I can't help but maybe they will be have shown like a prototype of some sort of like the upgraded Switch unit. I mean, we got the whole base of extra battery space and all that. Yeah, I'm that's all well and dandy, but I feel like if they can actually do an upgrade on the Switch, like the current games we do have right now would just be even much more well worth it. I mean, heck, I would love to see Breath of the Wild 2 to run like with little to no hiccups. Because again, we all know how it was in the forest in original Breath of the Wild. That thing was like chugging along. So if they can actually like iron that out with a new unit, then yeah, that would make that new Switch unit with Breath of the Wild 2 even much more tantalizing. So my first thing is basically, yes, just finally show off at least like a prototype of like the new Switch unit model, like or something along those lines. And for me, I would like to see like again just overall just improvements in general. Like we always talked about like how, again, in terms of online structure has always needs improvement whatsoever, like be it like stability, new games, heck, even like the whole quote unquote yeah, like bring Super Nintendo or even 64 games to the Switch. Many fans have been clamoring on that, so why not try to like bring X4 games or like even all these great classic titles? Because again, Nintendo is pretty much like Disney. They always have something to put in the lock. And with the whole Mario 3D All-Star Collection that they did with that, now people are trying to like scrap, like try to get these titles and sell them on high price for eBay. Nintendo, can you please not do that again? Like as bad as you did it with the original first Fire Emblem, with 3D All Stars, can you just like yeah, just make them and don't try to put a typical fear of missing out kind of games? That's one thing that I think we all agree on. Like, don't do that pattern anymore. Just like really bring these like ports of classic games and just like leave them there. Do you want money or not? Or you just want to try to gauge it? It's like, yeah, just be a bit more consumer friendly. That's one I want to get. And of course, naturally, with the whole improvement on like Nintendo Online Services, all that, and just like, one of my crazy things is like, can you bring in back more, better physical items in the Nintendo Club Rewards? Because I have so much gold, yellow, and gold coins in my account. Like, yeah, can I just like, I don't know, instead of like a notepad of some sort, maybe a full-on statue like you did before? But that's just like a crazy idea. But going back to like, just serious E3 alongside one of this like monthly releases, if they can deliver, just like continue to give us reasons why we should change owner Switch and support Nintendo overall. Like, from, as you said earlier in the podcast, like from the anime, possible anime productions to the upcoming Mario movie from Illumination, just like continue along with this whole universe that you're trying to create. Again, we have that taste of like the Universal Studio Nintendo World in Japan. Unfortunately, that's closed down to the world situation, but you gave us a taste of what that could be in reality. Continue along with that. Continue build on that universe of like Nintendo, of Mario, of Zelda. And like, if it can complement with the Switch, even better. So for me, like, instead of trying to like be like a media empire like a Disney, continue on, just, well, do what you've always been doing, being you, Nintendo. Aside from the whole business issues of like, that's like very anti-consumer friendly.
Yeah, like I
So
said, don't tell them to be Nintendo, because we all know that that can backfire in ways we don't want.
yes, there's that, sadly. But yeah, overall, like, this year's E3 just continue to give us reasons why we should love our Switch, to why we should buy these games overall. If you can bring back old licenses, like, as I said, F-Zero, Metroid, like the teaser of Metroid, another teaser, or like even with other third parties. Like, again, you're very friendly with a Platinum game. Why not bring another Platinum license, or even a sequel to Astral Chain, or something of that sort? Or heck, even bring back old Sega Lost IP. I was like, Skies of Arcadia. And just, there's just so much ideas you can be, that's just floating around. And if you can like really offer these studios, third party studios, second party studios, to work with your Switch, then that would be easily as essential for you, Nintendo. So yeah, give us reason to why we should own a Switch even more.
And for all of you fans out there, don't stop believing. No, I'm just joking. It's been a
Oh,
hard year, Will. It's become hard to believe at times, but things might just be turning the corner, as we've seen with Monster Hunter Rise and new Pokemon Snap and other things. And this rumor reel from Zizizai, it's given me hope that there is a chance for us. There is a chance for us this year, Will. We've got to have hope.
I know you want to have hope and I always try to reach for the sky, but don't forget, like Icarus, if you reach for the sky, you're gonna get burnt.
And then I'll
So like,
ask, and then I'll
obviously,
ask Palutena to give me my wings back. It's that simple.
we're not talking Kid Icarus. Hey, we gotta wait another like probably 20 more years for the next Kid Icarus game, if anything,
Don't
if that
remind
is
me.
not right. But yeah, just obviously with the E3 temp with E3 expectations, always keep them tempered, keep them low. Like, don't set your hopes up. That's the most important thing we always learn throughout these many years. Never get your hopes up. Like, if you don't expect too much, you're never gonna be disappointed. That's the most important tip.
Oh, so that's how Xbox has survived all these years. Boom! It's true. Y'all know it's true. Anyway, so with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler, get on the telegraph and tell me how the poll went. What do you mean you didn't put up the poll question? You can do that from your phone. Ugh, laziness. Laziness. All right. We will see if Tyler's old school telegraph computer can work, and if it does, we'll put up a poll question, perhaps about the hopes of E3 2021 for Nintendo. But next week, Tyler, hopefully, prayfully, will be back, and he'll be on a Mac even. So there you go. No chance of getting a virus on that. But we'll be talking more about our hopes for E3 as we get ever closer, including our more detailed expectations of what we want from the first party and then the third party and then the overall, and we'll see where we go from there. And of course, let us know what you thought of all the news of the week. Are you a little disappointed that a certain retro person thinks that you won't see Metroid Prime Trilogy on Switch? What do you think of all the rumors that have come out from Zippo? Yeah, I still can't get over that name. From Donkey Kong to Metroid, to sorry, from to Zelda to Fire Emblem and Mario Kart. What ones do you most hope are true? Are you ready for Katy Perry's Pokemon collaboration? Do you think it will be a jolt? Do you think it'll be revolting, or maybe get a charge out of it? You know? Oh, come on, come on, Will. Those puns were all electric. Yeah. And of course, if are you on board with the Powerhouse Animation Studio making a Zelda anime or a Metroid anime or whatever, whatever they get from Nintendo? Let us know in the comments below. So, for Wario Will and the telegraphing Tellius Tyler, I am Triforce Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We made it to the end of the level. So, raise the flag!